last day of Mahabharata.
No, tomorrow will be a fresh Sanghati's lecture.
Tomorrow's topic is love, from love of power to power of love. We all love power, don't we? But then tomorrow's topic is on transformation from our love of power to our the power of love. To the power of love. That's the lecture. Thank you. So till yesterday we were hearing about the battle in Kurukshetra. And at the end of the battle, where the battle ends in Mahabharata, that is where exactly the narrative of Srimad Bhagavatam begins. In the first canto of the Bhagavatam, we see King Yudhishthir and the Pandavas, along with their queens, go to the river to offer of to do the last rites of all the soldiers killed in the battle. Right. And after some time, when the Pandavas returned to Hastinapur victorious, Dhritarashtra congratulated them, saying, welcome my king. And he said, where is that hero who could kill a person like Duryodhan? And Duryodhan means one who is indefeatable in battle. Where is he who killed Duryodhan? Let that hero come up here. And as Bhima was very proud, he killed Duryodhan. He started walking towards the king. Krishna said, no, wait. There was an iron statue which was similar in size and shape to Duryodhan. And Krishna indicated, put that for Dhritarashtra. And Dhritarashtra, in order to embrace Bhima, went up and embraced the iron statue instead. And he embraced it so hard that blood came out of his mouth. He cracked the bones on his chest. And he in doing that, he also crushed the whole big, solid iron statue. Such was his anger. Then Bhima understood how Krishna had saved him. It is said that Putra Shoka, the pain that one gets when a child dies, when his own son dies, is the worst of all shokas, the worst of all pains. And Gandhari, who had been afflicted by the death of her 100 sons, said, Krishna, you could have stopped the battle if you wanted. Why didn't you? And Krishna kept quiet. He said, I curse you, Krishna. The way you were a catalyst in destroying my family, your family will also be destroyed. And Krishna is God, mind you. You know what Krishna said? Kritarthosmi. He said, thank you. He said, so be it. And Krishna walked out. And when Krishna was returning to Dwarka, on his way, he met one sage called Sage Uttanka. And Sage Uttanka, you know, sages, they are sometimes very transcendental. They don't know what's going on in the world. Sage Uttanka asked Krishna, Krishna, I heard you went to Hastinapur for negotiating with the Kauravas and the Pandavas. Did that work out? And Krishna said, no, actually the Kauravas are dead. And we killed so many people in the battle, millions of them. And Sage Uttanka asked Krishna the same question. Krishna, you are God, you are the Supreme Brahman. Everything on earth happens according to your will. Why did you let such a massacre happen? And Krishna said, let me tell you. And listen to this very carefully. This is the key to understanding the whole Mahabharata. I kept it for the last day. So you're lucky. Krishna said that at this point in time, well, it's not an earthquake at least. At this point in time, the earth was overburdened by demoniac warring kings. That's how the Krishna book begins. At once upon a time, the earth was overburdened by demoniac kings who were fighting with each other. Right? And he said, Mother Earth in the shape of a cow approached me. Bhumi in the shape of a cow approached me and prayed to me. And to relieve Bhumi of her burden, I created such a catastrophe. Right? It's just for Bhumi's sake I created such a catastrophe. And if we read the end of Srimad Bhagavatam, we will see that Bhumi, Mother Earth, is so dear to Krishna that when Krishna departed this planet, as we will soon discuss, it was Bhumi who was the most pained. Not Arjuna, not the Pandavas, not anybody else. Because, now think about this. Krishna would sometimes go to the forest and then he wouldn't be with Mother Yashoda. Right? He would be his cow, with cowherd boys. When Krishna met Radha, then he wouldn't be with the cowherd boys. When Krishna was with Yashoda, he was with nobody else. But there was one person who was constantly in touch with Krishna. And that is Mother Bhumi. Whether Krishna was in the forest groves of Vrindavan, or he had taken out his cows for pasture, or he was being chased by Mother Yashoda with a stick, wherever he was, or he was in Dwarka with his queens, Mother Bhumi constantly got the touch of the lotus feet of Krishna. So when Krishna left, it was Mother Bhumi who was pained the most. And Krishna returned a favor to Mother Bhumi by relieving her burden. That is what Krishna explained to Sage Uttanka. Right? But as Krishna was returning, and now there are two versions of this story. One is the version in the Mahabharata, one is the version in Srimad Bhagavatam. Right? It is said that Kunti approached Krishna and started praying to him and said, Uttara, Virata's daughter, the wife of Abhimanyu, has given birth to a stillborn child. You know what a stillborn child is?
Sorry.
Huh?
Abhimanyu's child.
Stillborn child.
Dead child.
Stillborn is like a child who is born dead. Mm-hmm. And some children are born dead. When they take birth, they die. He said, Kunti said, he is the last of the Pandavas. There is no other hope. The Pandavas are too old and all our sons and daughters have been killed. Krishna, please. You are our only hope. Please do something. And Krishna touched the baby and said, wake up. And that baby started showing signs of life. And eventually he got up, right? And he was doing his normal activities again. And in this way, Krishna brought Parikshit back to life. Srimad Bhagavatam, however, says, and this is the version which Vyasadeva rewrote, that Ashwatthaman actually hurled a Brahmastra towards Uttara, who was pregnant. Uttara had Parikshit in her belly, right? And when Ashwatthaman threw the Brahmastra, she came running to Krishna for protection. And Krishna entered the womb and protected Parikshit Maharaj. And therefore, Parikshit had the darshan of Krishna in person even before his birth. Fortunate soul. Right. And thereafter, Yudhishthira Maharaj was crowned the king. But imagine being a king practically without citizens. And sometimes I think about this. Arjun in the Bhagavad Gita, it says that Krishna, if we have a war, then, you know, there will be chaos in society. Women will lose their shelter. You know, the husbands will be gone, the men will be dead. And after that, you'll have a whole population of Varna Sankara. Right? And, of course, we theoretically heard about it. And then, as I thought deeper about it, this is what we have practically seen even in our own lifetimes. The First and the Second World Wars wiped out millions of people from the face of earth. Right? And as I was talking to one Prabhupada disciple, Shyam Sundar Prabhu, he pointed out, did you notice that it was during the war that women across the Western Hemisphere has to go out to work in factories to support the war economy? Right? And the men were practically, you know, like so much of the male population was wiped out. And right after that, you have the whole counterculture. You have a whole drug, sex and rock and roll counterculture. And we have actually seen it in our own lifetimes. It's like half or more than half the population just didn't want to do anything. Right? There was chaos in society. And even today, we are actually living the aftermaths of those two world wars. Like the Israel-Palestine conflict, the India-Pakistan conflict. Right? These are the effects of the wars, of the Second World War. That's when, you know, these things started happening. Right? And Yudhishthira Maharaj was on the top of such a crisis. But gradually, he started setting things in order. In his own household, Bhima began to misbehave with Dhritarashtra and Gandhari. Right? And one day Dhritarashtra decided, it's time for me to leave. Just 2 years into the reign of King Yudhishthira, King Dhritarashtra went to Yudhishthira and said, we are old and I think we should leave home and go into the forest. So Dhritarashtra called Sanjay and Kunti said, I should also leave. So Gandhari was holding Kunti's hand and Dhritarashtra was holding Gandhari's shoulder, and in this way Sanjaya led them to the path on their path to the forest. And it was the other time that the whole of Hastinapur was drowned in gloom, just like when the Pandavas had left. In this way 36 years had passed as King Yudhishthira reigned his kingdom. One day, as Narad Muni came to Hastinapur, King Yudhishthira asked, you travel all across the pilgrimages. How is Dhritarashtra, Kunti and Gandhari and Sanjay? And Narad Muni said that Dhritarashtra went from Naimisharanya to Gangotri, Gangamukha, and there one day, there was a big forest fire, right? And Dhritarashtra was emaciated, and so was Gandhari and Kunti. And as the forest began to burn, Dhritarashtra said, Sanjaya, go away, go away. And Sanjaya somehow escaped. But Dhritarashtra, Kunti and Gandhari were burnt to death in the forest fire. As they heard this news, they were heartbroken. And as the news reached the inner chambers of their palaces, there were wails. The women were crying and the whole palace was submerged in grief. But back in the Yadu dynasty, Krishna and Balaram were ruling pretty well. And their subjects were happy. But one day, Samba, the son of Krishna, you know, in a very playful gesture, you know, saw three sages, Vishvamitra, Kanva and Narada approaching. and the Yadavs and the friends decided, let's do one thing, let's hide a mace and wear a sari and ask the sages that this, you know, this boy who dressed up as a girl is pregnant. What will she have? A boy or a girl? They were playing around with fire. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, don't play around with the Vaishnava. You know, you will Jaliya Puriya Muribi, you will die, you will be turned to ashes. You will be burned to ashes. And the sages said, whoever is born will be the cause of destruction of your family. When Krishna heard this, Krishna remembered the curse that he had received from Gandhari, that your family is also going to die. And Krishna said, what can you do? And what they did is they ground up the maize and put it in the ocean, but what was fate was fate. One day, all these, the Yadavas, they got drunk. And there was some kind of a fighting between Kritavarma and Sataki. Right? And the small brawl turned into a big fight. And gradually, Krishna himself started killing his own kinsmen. And thus was the destruction of the Yadava race. And after that, one day, and then Krishna and Balaram was heartbroken, they were the only ones left in their dynasty. And one day, Krishna saw Balaram meditating in the forest, right, deep in yoga. And Krishna saw that from the mouth of Balaram came out a white snake, which was greater than the mountains, greater than everything else, with red shining eyes. And it went into the ocean. And Krishna himself, one day, he went to the jungle. And he was taking rest, he was meditating. And it is said that Jara, the hunter, shot an arrow thinking Krishna's red feet to be some sort of an animal. And yesterday, Edi Prabhu took me to the palace and said, the king sometimes goes out to shoot, right? Mm. But if you're wearing orange caps and orange gloves, that means there is some human being around, right? You cannot shoot. Right? And Jara thought it was an animal shot. When he came there, he saw it was Krishna. And he fell down at Krishna's feet. He's like, what a mistake. What have I done? But Krishna said, don't worry, this is what I desire. Right? And suddenly, the entire sky was illuminated and Krishna disappeared.
His whole body disappeared?
Yes. There are different versions to it, of course. Some say Krishna was cremated by Arjuna at Prabhasa. But our acharyas explain, I think including Ridhananda Goswami who finished the purports, that Krishna cast away his mortal form only for materialists who cannot understand the glories of Krishna. But in reality, Jara saw that Krishna, you know, illuminated the whole sky and went back to his own abode. When Arjun heard the news of Krishna's departure, Arjun thought, what is the use of my kingdom? What is the use of anything else? He said, let us coronate our grandchildren on the thrones and depart for the mountains. So, Parikshit was made the king of Hastinapur in the Kuru race, and Vajra, Krishna's grandson, Vajranabha, he was made the king of the Yadavas with Indraprastha as the capital. Right? And the Mahaprasthanika Parva of the Mahabharata says how the Pandavas went out wearing clothes of bark. And as they were going, you know, a dog joined them. A dog joined them on their path, and the dog was very loyal to Yudhishthira. And on their way, as they started climbing up the mountains, Draupadi fell and died. And Bhima asked, why did she fall like that? What was her flaw? And Yudhishthira said, Draupadi was partial, favorably partial to Arjuna. Therefore she fell. As we started going further, Sahadeva fell. And Bhima asked, why did he fall? He said, because Sahadeva was proud of his intelligence. And after some time Nakula fell. They said, why did he fall? He said, Nakula was proud of his own beauty. And then after some time, Arjuna fell. And Bhima asked, why did Arjuna fall? He said, Arjuna was proud of his strength in archery. And after some time, Bhima fell. I said, like, why am I falling? He said, you are a glutton.
When the
glutton is one who eats too much.
Yeah.
He said, you are a glutton. You never thought, you know, you should leave anything for anybody else. Right? And you were so proud of your strength, that's why you're falling. Right? And then Yudhishthira and the dog started going up. And then Indra came down to pick Yudhishthira. And Yudhishthira said, this dog will come with me. And he said, why are you saying that? He said, it is the dharma that one should always protect anyone who has taken your shelter. Since this dog has taken my shelter, I cannot let it go. But Indra said, but cast aside the dog. You know, in the world, in the heavenly planets, there is no attachment. You just enjoy it. And Yudhishthira said, as long as I'm here, I cannot let it go. And I'm still here. And because of his dharma, the dog transformed into Yama, his father, the personality of dharma. This is a very interesting point. Dharma is understood to be the natural characteristic of a person. Right? And the Vedanta Sutra explains that dharma is one's propensity to serve and to enjoy. And can you think that the other natural characteristic of a person is death? That's the natural characteristic, that's dharma. Therefore, Yamaraj is called dharma. Yama in Sanskrit means one who controls. Therefore, you have Niyama. Niyama means rules that control you. And the supreme one who controls the destiny of your material life is Yama, death. And Indra said, okay. And as they alighted the chariot, Yudhishthira said, but I want to go, I want to see my brother Arjun and Bhima and Nakula and Sahadeva and Draupadi. But Indra said, but have a look at heaven first. And when he went to heaven, he saw Duryodhan, he saw Drona, he saw all the people from the opponent party that he killed, but not his brothers. He said, what is this? Where are they? He said, but they are in hell. It's like, what the hell? You know? He said, these people who did so much nonsense in their life, they came to heaven? And he said, you know, but it is said that when Kshatriyas die in battle, they reach heaven. That's why they are here. So you want to see your brothers? Says, but they are, you know, it's not proper. I mean, you are Yudhishthira. It's befitting for you to stay with these people. Forget your brothers. You know, there are no brothers or wives or sisters or husbands or anything in the heavens. Enjoy. Yudhishthira said, no. I want to be with the rest of the Pandavas. He said, All right then. And then the whole scene changed. And around him was a stench so bad that he wanted to run away, but there was nowhere to run. And it was dark, and there were screams from all over. He said, "Please help me." And he heard the cries of Draupadi and Arjuna. He said, "You know, oh Yudhishthir, your very presence in hell has brought a fresh breath of air. Don't leave us here." And he said, "What kind of dharma is this? The villains go to heaven, and my brothers who are atheists are in hell?" Right? Indra said, "I told you, let's go back to heaven." And Yudhishthira said, "No. Even if it is the worst place in the entire creation, I will still stick to my brothers. I will stay in hell." And as Yudhishthira made that resolve, the scene around him started disappearing. Right? And Indra explained, every king has to see hell for a short time after he dies.
Mm-hmm.
Right? He said, your brothers are such great souls. How can they go to hell? And so look at them. Do you see that most dazzling one among the Maruts? There is Bhima. Do you see the most dazzling one among the Ashwin Kumars? That is Nakula and Shahadeva. You are, and you see that dazzling, brilliant person with the sun. He is Karna, the son of the sun. Right? In this way, Yudhishthira Maharaj explained where people were in heaven. He was told, we hid them from you for a short while because you had lied in the battle. Right? And in this way, Vaishampayan finished narrating the entire Mahabharat to Janamejaya. And Salti in Naimisharanya said, thus spoke Vaishampayan to Janamejaya, this is what I have heard, and I have thereby narrated to you the entire Mahabharat as originally spoken by Vyasadeva. Swasti astu. Let there be success. Any questions, comments, corrections? Yes.
Why did was Krishna's challenge that you could have stopped the battle first in Gandhari? Not when the sage asked, but Gandhari asked. On which reasons he said he could have stopped the battle?
Why did Gandhari ask Krishna he could have stopped the battle?
Yeah.
Gandhari just said, you are a divine personality, we all know that. And it was...
You mean she knew he was Bhagavan?
At least, they all knew he was Narayan Narayan. Krishna and Arjuna were Narayan Narayan. That's what they all knew. That's what keeps on coming back in the Mahabharata again and again. Dhritarashtra knows that, Bhishma knows that, they publicly say that in the court. It's just that Duryodhana, Karna and Shakuni refuse to believe it.
What happened is Draupadi, Subhadra, and then after they went to Himalaya.
Draupadi and Subhadra? I don't know. We have to read the Harivamsa. Good idea, good question. I don't know. But they were in Hastinapur when the Pandavas. Draupadi went to the Pandavas, but Subhadra was there in Hastinapur. They said only 6 people left, along with the dog. So Subhadra was back in Hastinapur.
Months ago, they were told this in one lecture.
Who? Okay.
That nowadays, if somebody go to Himalaya, such and such yogi, phone call, dharmasala, but Draupadi, Subhadra, they just have nothing to take with them, and they went after that. Pandavas went to Himalaya.
I don't know really. I mean, if he says it must be true, but I have to check.
Why they went to heaven? Why not back to Godhead?
Because if Kshatriyas dies in battle, they go to heaven.
And Duryodhan.
They are demigods.
Kauravas, they went to heaven.
Yeah.
they are Nar Narayan, so they are eternal residents of spiritual
beings. That's the other thing. The idea is, you know, Vaishnavas, devotees of the Lord, they can, and this is a very complex answer to a very simple question, but they can be present in several leelas at the same time. And this is how Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains it. Say for example, some associate of Krishna, a cowherd boy, is sitting with Krishna in a picnic. This is how I'm getting into muddy waters now. You know, Vishwanath Chakravarti explains why people or individuals undergo material experience. He doesn't call it a fall down or jiva's fall. He says it's a spiritual being undergoing material experience, and he explains the process. He says, say for example, a cowherd boy in Golok Vrindavan, in the spiritual world, is being served prasad in the afternoon. He is in picnic with Krishna. For a second, he dozes. He is asleep. Right? That moment of forgetfulness, that small fragment of forgetfulness, right, he experiences the entire material creation. Because a split second in the spiritual world is like millions and millions and millions and millions and godzillions of years on the material world. Right? And in that small fraction of a moment, in that moment of forgetfulness of Krishna, you know, he is transmigrated to several million bodies. And then he suddenly wakes up. Right? And he's back in the spiritual world. That, and therefore Prabhupada explains, we are here because of our forgetfulness of Krishna. He repeats this so many times. Right? And when you remember Krishna, you go back to Godhead. You just, like, wake up. And the other example is given that when we sleep, and this is a very interesting example, I mean, this thrilled me for a long time. When we sleep, you know, we wake up in the morning, especially in Sweden, you look outside, it's dark, you go back to sleep. You wake up after 15 minutes, you see it's dark, you go back to sleep. Right? We do it several times. At least I do it. You know, it's like, hey, it's dark, I mean, where is daylight? Similarly, when we as jivas, we are, even now that we are awake, we are in actually like a sleep. And Prabhupada explains, when you sleep you are in one dream, when you wake up you are in another dream. You just go from one dream to the other. Right? When we are sleeping, right, it's like this life. And the point of death is when we wake up. And then we think, oh, it's still dark, let me go back to sleep. That is like taking another body and starting another dream. Right? And in that dream we start thinking, okay, I am this person, I am doing this, I am doing that, this is my family, this is my home, we become attached to things. After some time, and you know, you cannot sleep forever. After 15 minutes, again that sleep breaks. It's like, oh, it's still dark again, let me go back to sleep. You know, and another lifetime, another body starts. And we're constantly jumping from one body to another, being in an ignorant stage. Right? And when we finally wake up, then we see Krishna because we are back in the spiritual world. We are with Him. Or another example is given that somebody goes to pick water for Krishna, right? And just before she puts the pot in, Yamuna, for a split second she sees her own reflection. And she thinks, oh, I'm so beautiful. For that split second that she has forgotten Krishna, thinking, I am beautiful, she has experienced the entire material cosmos. And then suddenly that dream breaks, and you know, she is back in the service of Krishna, picks water and goes back. Right? That is how Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains that how spiritual beings experience material world. Right? You can be in two places. And then Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains that Vaishnavas, when they go back to Godhead, they can be simultaneously in Krishna Leela and Gaur Leela. Right? You're simultaneously in two leelas. So why can't Arjun be in heaven and at the same time be with Krishna? Make sense?
Yeah, so another conclusion is that...
Let him
some devotees, like the Pandavas, they are actually constantly following him in the material world. That they are
constantly devotees following Pandavas or Pandavas following Krishna?
No, they are just you know, serving him in the material world eternally by the Leela of the Kurukshetra, and you know, that they are traveling in the material world constantly. That's the service to Krishna, eternal service to Krishna. But they, it's not that they, like most devotees, they have a place in Vrindavan, you know, they have a swarup.
Yeah.
But their swarup is kind of just to serve Krishna in this way. You know, there's Nitya Leela, he's going from universe to universe to universe to universe to universe.
Yeah.
And doing the Kurukshetra Leela, and they are doing that service eternally.
In this road show in this material world.
Yeah. And that's kind of their very special. So even if they in this Leela go to heaven, it doesn't matter, they are part of their.
Yeah. Also, for example, that is true. But on the other hand, you also have the example of Rupa Goswami. Say, for you know, Rupa Goswami comes in Chaitanya Leela, but Sri Rupa Manjari eternally in the spiritual world. Do you think this eternal Leela stops for the material Leela to go on? So they are with Krishna all the time in his eternal Leela, but obviously Krishna is also there in the material Leelas. I mean, it's inconceivable, but if you look at quantum physics, at least that becomes explainable. I mean, even materialists will understand that, you know, it is possible for one particle to be at two places at the same time. That's what the basis of quantum physics is, right?
I don't know.
And humanities guy was talking to a scientist. Yes.
Yeah, he said that after you return from the material world and spiritual world, you never you remember and you will never fall back. So I was wondering, to relate to your example, when you have picnic with Krishna and you just nick for a second, like next time when you gonna nick, you remember, so you'll not nick anymore or what?
Usually not. Prabhupada says this is kastal logic. He said, you know, you nick once and then you think, when am I going to nick again? You don't think like that. It's like, you know, you're going under a tree and thinking, when will that, you know, like tal tree, like what is tal in English? Like a tal?
You know, coconut?
No, not coconut, but this is like this black fruit which grows in autumn.
Chestnut.
Palm tree.
Palm?
Yeah, palm tree. These tall palm trees. Right? And Prabhupada gives the example that a crow is sitting on a palm in a palm tree and you're not going under it thinking, well, when the palm fall, you know, if it falls on my head, I will bruise myself. It's like, when will I nick again? It's not an important question. The important question is, yes, I have nicked and that's why I'm here. Let's go back to Krishna. Let's, you know, get out of that nick.
Yeah, so in the future you will not nick any longer.
Hopefully not.
Yeah.
You sleep well at night so that you don't fall asleep during picnic.
Sometimes you chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna.
Yes.
But we also have this minute eternal independence.
Even in the spiritual world.
Yeah, so we can.
Nick.
Yeah.
Let's add an S, because like Prabhupada used to say, Prabhupada never said, I want to take a nap, he would say snap. So he said, you know, that's Nick. I'm joking with you. You didn't get it. Bad joke. Snick. We can snick. Yes.
This departure of Krishna, is it in the Mahabharata?
Yes.
Bhagavatam.
Bhagavatam. 12th canto, right? Krishna gives Uddhava the whole description, you know, of dharma and all that proper things, and then Krishna departs.
And is it the same description in Mahabharata and Srimad Bhagavatam?
Yeah, more or less. Jara kills. Interestingly, Jara is the name of the hunter, but Jara in Sanskrit also means old age.
He was the same Bali in the Ramavatar.
Is that your Hindi poem?
No.
Sorry for teasing you.
No, but
I don't know. I
heard this Ram.
Who? From where?
Ramayana, you know, in Ramayana.
But I don't know, but who gave this
information? I heard somewhere, that's why.
Heard somewhere where?
I don't. Can't remember it. Maybe.
Let me know. I've never heard stories. Newspaper stories, okay. I don't know, and, I don't.
Heard somewhere, actually.
It could be.
Ramayana, like that.
It could be.
In the Krishna avatar, he was killed in the same way. By hiding or in disguise.
It could be, I don't know. I have not come across.
I have heard this.
You also heard this? Okay, so. I'm the odd one out.
You mean that he got a
karma, you know, the law of karma.
Karma because he killed Bali from
back. Yeah.
I mean, it could happen because when Krishna speaks with sage Uttanka, Krishna says, "When I appear among the Gandharvas, I behave like the Gandharvas. When I and she actually came, Krishna told Uttanka that I have been cursed, and very soon I am also going to kill all the Yadus." And Uttanka says, "But you're God, how can you do such a thing?" He said, "But when I appear among Gandharvas, I behave like Gandharvas. When I appear among humans, I behave like humans."
Lord Ram, behaving like humans.
Yeah, but Krishna still showed some miracles. Lord Ram didn't. I mean, he depended on the monkeys to build a bridge. Maybe next time I come to Sweden, we'll have Ram Katha. Yes.
When they were in hell, the Yudhishthira with his brothers.
I've never been there.
No, but and everything started to transform.
Yeah.
Because he said that before heaven, they must see a few moments in hell. What happened with the Kurus?
The Kurus were also in heaven.
Yeah.
And then the demigod explained that in heaven there is no enmity. So be friends with them again. And Yudhishthira actually meets Karna and they become friends with Duryodhana and everybody.
Okay.
Aswatthama, you know, I was just thinking, he was the son of Drona, why did he do like that, such heinous activity which even Duryodhana didn't approve of?
Aswatthama was a blind follower of Duryodhana, you know, and he thought he wanted to please Duryodhana, because even Duryodhana had some amount of dharma in him, right? So when Duryodhana heard that, you know, the Pandavas' kids were killed that way, Saptika Parvan, you know, in their sleep. Duryodhana freaked out. He said, "You shouldn't have done that. You know, why? Fight like a man." But he was like a yes man, you know, like a yes man. They do anything to please. He was like a cult follower.
And he also shot this Brahmastra.
Yeah, I mean, he was like, you know, he was on fire. He was killing people, shooting Brahmastra, killing kids, killing women. Just like, you know, he got in the whole mood of killing.
The son of a Brahmin cannot do that.
Yeah, but that's why they have a whole category of Dvijabandhus.
Was he born of some demonic?
No, he was born of Drona and Creepy. I mean, of course, Creepy is a Sanskrit name. But it doesn't mean the English creepy. That's scary. Like... creepy.
Then he was cursed to suffer and not die.
That's what happened, yeah.
And he's still living and just suffering.
But he was that was another sage's son whose head was killed and Arjuna shot an arrow and fell on the sage's lap.
What was that
I
name?
Forget that name. I skipped that story today. Yeah, I didn't.
So Ashwatthama was still moving around on the other side.
Really?
Still.
That's what I heard.
One of the Chiranjeevis, huh?
What?
Yeah, he's one of the Chiranjeevis.
Yeah, yeah.
He's not dead.
Yeah, but he's suffering, you know. He's not just...
Yeah.
From all this stuff he did.
But at least during the... During the Mahabharata, he was humiliated by the Pandavas. You know, Bhagavatam says his hair was shaven off. And the kestrel was taken away, and then, you know, he was like... And Krishna said in the Gita, for a kshatriya, humility is worse than death. So... before anybody else have anything to ask, say, and please feel free. I'll have to answer your question, but everybody should also get a chance. Okay? Alright, shoot.
I don't get this answer of this question. Why Dhritarashtra and they left the home? You gave the reason that Bhima misbehaved.
But it was just like what academics today call ritual suicide. You know, but the idea was, at the end of your life, when you die, you want to make your situation so favorable that you don't have to come back to this world again. Right? And the best way to do it is, you know, actually telling yourself it is time to leave and go. So not only Dhritarashtra, you know, Shantanu left and so many other kings of the Mahabharata just left for the forest. It was just a norm in those days. That if you are 50, you know, you go out, you practice austerities. If you live longer, you separate from your wife and you become a yati. Yati means a wandering ascetic. This is Kali Yuga. And it's also said that it is usually the Brahmanas who renounce family life at the end. The other Varnas usually stay back with their wives and just end at the Vanaprastha phase. So, there is hope.
Yeah, that's the...
Wasn't it that Vidura was preaching also to...
Vidura was also preaching him to leave.
Dhritarashtra to don't stay like a dog in...
In the house of a... Vidura was also preaching.
Yeah.
But Dhritarashtra was already in trouble because Bhima was always on his case. Even though Yudhishthira said, don't do this, Bhima was like...
What? How?
Bhima?
Yeah.
Bhima was always teasing Dhritarashtra. Uh-huh. At least that's what the...
Because he tried to...
because he tried to kill him, you know. And Bhima is one character who is always honest to his emotions. He will never let his life... You know, like, for example, the story of Kichaka. Nobody would, you know, come out of this guy's Bhima just like, was so upset. It's like, you know, turning into a ball of flesh. You know, mincemeat. And the same thing with Bakasura, and the same thing with the curse. Bhima said, you know, one day I'm going to drink the Sushruta's blood. Of course, I skipped this story. I didn't want to freak you out. But Bhima actually... ripped apart Dushasana's chest and drank blood.
And washed the hair of Draupadi.
And washed the hair of Draupadi with that blood, and then Draupadi would tie her hair. So much so to please the wife. No offenses. Anything else? Hey, don't worry, go on.
This Mahabharata, all the people there, eternal associates of Krishna.
I don't know, but at least it is said that those who saw Krishna in the battlefield died while looking at Krishna. You know, were liberated. Right? So
without chanting Hare Krishna.
To the spiritual.
See, the thing is,
with Krishna.
The idea is abhinna nama namina. The person and the name are non-different. So, you know, seeing Krishna personally is as good as chanting his names.
And those who came to heaven didn't see Krishna.
Yeah, but they were, again, you know, they could be liberated and still... You can be liberated and go anywhere. Like, there can be liberated people on earth and in hell. Mm-hmm. Liberated people can go anywhere they want.
Or they are dying somewhere in the back, so...
I don't think I should have left so much time for question and answers. is there anybody in the battlefield of Kurukshetra actually for liberating? But there are so many kinds of liberations, like, you know, Sayujya, Swarupya, Samipya. You could stay close to Krishna, you could have the same form as Krishna, you could become one with Brahman. And it all depends on what kind of mood you have. But of course, we understand that if you become one with Brahman, you basically have to come out. It's like, I say, becoming one in Brahman is like, you know, you're really upset with your family and you lock yourself in the bathroom. That's what I used to do. It's like you have a big, terrible fight. You know, you break things in a house and you scream and you don't have anywhere to go because it's too cold outside. You lock yourself in the bathroom. You know? And that's like, peace. That's like for Brahma Svada, tasting Brahman for a few moments. But you cannot live forever in the bathroom. You're going to have hunger and thirst, and you have to come out. And our shastras explain that kind of liberation is like a parrot entering a tree, just to rest for a few moments, like, my hands are bathing. You know, it's like, feels like pleasure. But they have to come out of the tree. Anything else? Good. You run out of questions.
I have one actually.
Oh!
No, I just, somebody asks always, so I want to get the good answer of this.
Yeah, sure.
Krishna is impartial.
Huh. Why was he partial?
So, but people question, you know, Krishna was so much partial to Pandavas and he cheated Kauravas.
True. The seventh canto of Bhagavata, the same question is asked in the beginning. Is Krishna partial? How can God be partial? Right? And the answer is given, like for example, you can say Krishna was partial to the Pandavas when he killed Shishupala.
Shishupala, Jarasandha, and
you can, the list can go on all night. Right? But the idea is, when Krishna kills these people, like right in the middle of the courtroom, you know, the soul of Shishupala merged into the body of Krishna. So even when Krishna kills somebody, you know, when he killed Kamsa, everybody else, they immediately got liberation. And he said the mercy of Krishna is like daylight. Right? If somebody stares in a dark room and says, why don't I see the sun here? Huh? It is the fault of the person who is in. Second example is the example of the owl. All, you know, owls can never go out during daylight. Every bird will, you know, go around, scream, eat their food, but owls will have to... If they go out, they are Hare Krishna, back to Godhead. You know? It's just their vision. They do not know how to see during daylight. Right? Third example is, it said, when it rains equally everywhere. Right? But only depressions in the ground can collect rainwater. Right? When Krishna gives mercy, it is everywhere. But only those who are humble and meek can collect Krishna's mercy. Otherwise, we'll become like channi, like sieves. You know, the rain will fall, it will pass through us, it will go somewhere else. So we're all getting the mercy of Krishna, but we need to have some qualities. And that's what I kept repeating, that the Pandavas have the qualities to retain Krishna's mercy. So Krishna was impartial. Krishna could have stopped the war. But you need to have the qualities to get Krishna's mercy, and then, you know, the mercy shines forth. And then who don't get the mercy, say, you know, the other ones are getting the mercy. And, you know, in the first place, that very envy, that you're comparing yourself to the other person, say, hey, he's getting mercy, I'm in this situation, that is the very first thing that has brought you in that place. That competitive spirit, that envy, matsarya. Another one?
No.
It's okay. Anyway, we stop here. It's 6:35, 37. Do you have prasadat now?
Mm-hmm.
Or bhajans? What do you want? What do you want?
Prasadam, I think.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Thank you very, very much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you.
Mahaprasade Govinde,
Mahaprasade Govinde,
Namo Brahmani Vaishnave,
Namo Brahmani Vaishnave,
Sarva Punnam Vratan Rajan,
Sarva Punnam Vratan Rajan,
Vishwasunaiva Jayate,
Sharira
Vidyaja, Jarendriya Taheka, Jivikale Vishaya Sagare, Dharmatya Jivayati,
Dharmatya Jivayati,
Navamaya Sudurmati,
Navamaya Sudurmati,
তাকে যেতা কঠিন সংসারে
কৃষ্ণ
বড় দয়াময় পরিবার যুভাজ সপ্রসাদ অন্ন দিল ভাই শ্যামৃত পাও রাধা কৃষ্ণ গুণ গাও প্রেমেরা কো চৈতন্য নিতা ভাগবত প্রসাদ কি
জয়।